Yo, what's up? Signing day eve. I'm doing a little surgery over here for the Discord folks that wanted me to kind of go over live over there too. Well, look, we didn't announce this. We didn't say we were doing it. You know, life is crazy right now. And so we're just gonna roll with it and kind of see what happens. See if you guys like this. See how long we hang out. I have something else to do at like 8:45-ish. So I probably won't stay on any more than maybe like half an hour. But a lot of questions around signing day, a lot of questions around KJ Bolden, a lot of questions around Jeremiah Smith. There's just a lot out there. And so let's talk about it. You know, while we get this up and running, I will go live here on the Discord, and then I'll also we're live here on YouTube. So got two different places for you. You can be watching this or listening to this at the same time. Let me set this up so that people can tune in and listen and get your fix on where these 18-year-olds will go to college here. I just texted a buddy and said, man, if only we would have gotten into like remodeling old cars, fixing up old cars. Like we could be fixing up like a 67 Mustang right now and not worried about where 17 and 18 year olds will spend the next several years in college. And that probably would be a better situation. But that's not what we chose to do. We chose to follow recruiting. And so here we are the night before a bunch of high schoolers decide where they will spend the next, well, really, it's really just like the next year. Sorry, I'm all over the place looking for something. Where they decide to spend the next year of their lives, maybe 2 or 3 years if they don't hit the portal. But let's ride. There's a lot of questions on KJ Bolden. I know that's what you guys want to hear about. I know that's what you guys are asking about. I've got this thing live on the Discord as well. I will take questions from the Discord chat. I'll take questions from the Super Chat for sure. You know, I think there's a lot that we could maybe wonder about, maybe question. I don't know how all of this goes down, but I will kind of go into any questions you guys have. We can do this pretty rapid fire. We can do this pretty... this is all about you guys. So you guys tell me kind of how and what you want to talk about, and we'll go from there. Harlan, we're live. This is terrible live right now, but can you just check on the YouTube app, make sure that they can still hear me on there, and then can you also go to the Discord app and just hit the general voice and make sure that they can hear me there as well, because I've got both of them going through the computer, and hopefully it is picking up both of them. So I think it is, but if anybody's listening to me anywhere and can't hear me, you know, give me a heads up and let me know, and we'll try and adjust that for you. So, all right, if you're on the YouTube, hit the thumbs up, hit the comments. I want to talk about what you guys want to talk about. I know everybody wants to talk about KJ. I know everybody wants to talk about Smith. I'll share my thoughts on all of that stuff. But I'd like to answer specific questions that you guys have. YouTube can still hear me. Thank you guys for that. And I think Discord still can as well. Like Discord, if you can hear me, hit the chat over there on the voice chat and let me know. That would certainly be appreciated. Okay, they say we're good on both. So let's roll. Do we want to start with KJ? Do you want to save that? Who's going to break our hearts? I don't know, man. I will say this. I literally do this for a living. And so maybe this is bad advice coming from me, but no 17-year-old should break your heart tomorrow. I mean, I know that it is going to suck if Florida State loses. We'll just be honest, KJ. I don't think anybody really cares about the blunt thing anymore. I got a lot of elite spins for that for the timeline. But yeah, I mean, that would suck, you know, at the end of the day. But you certainly don't let a 17, 18-year-old break your heart if that's the case. But we can jump right into stuff. I'm seeing the same smoke you guys are. you know, and I don't know, I've never, you know, claimed, like, I don't have a direct line to KJ Bolden. I've probably had 20 people text me, and that's probably a little bit. Five people text me and 10 D. I've certainly had 10 DMs and a bunch of Discord messages and stuff. And, I see the report get screenshot on the timeline, just like you guys from, you know, Auburn and Georgia insiders. And I don't know Auburn and Georgia insiders. And so, like, when I hear that stuff, I'm reacting to it at the same time you guys are. I don't just call up Norvell real quick and say, like, hey, did you see what the UGA insider, like, what do you think about that? So a lot of times I'm seeing that stuff at the same time you guys are. And, my reaction's about the same as yours is, like, well, I hope that's not true. Like, I hope they're blowing it like they did the first time this kid committed to the Noles. But I see a lot of that smoke too. I see all of that, hype for UGA and Auburn. And, you know, I've seen Wilt Fong, you know, bounce around like a freaking tennis ball at Wimbledon today and give 17 different teams the lead on this thing, which essentially means that, you know, 15 different people are telling him 15 different things. And that's probably a good thing. I would say, I think it's probably a good thing that you're, like, if all three sides were telling Steve the same thing, right, you'd probably see, like, some crystal balls go in. Yeah, I mean, unless it was Florida State, right? But if everybody was kind of telling the same thing, I think that'd be a bad thing. But I think that you're probably in a good in a good spot there, that nobody truly knows what's going to happen. I think that Florida State sits in a fairly good spot for KJ. I'm not by any means going to say that I think it's a lock. I'm not by any means going to say that I think it's completely over. And I absolutely think that there are scenarios that exist that he doesn't end up in this class. But if I had to make a prediction right now, and I made one this morning, I would still project KJ in this class. Now, this thing is going to go up until what time is he? I don't know if anybody has that right in front of them. I made a list earlier and then forgot to save it on my phone. And so I don't know, 1 o'clock, noon, somewhere around there. I mean, this is going to go up till one. Like, I'd imagine he doesn't sleep a ton tonight. He may end up shutting off the phone at some point. That's usually what the smart kids do, because, like, these coaches will not leave him alone trying to get him to change his mind or trying to get him to stay with the same decision or whatever. But I would imagine that this goes up to 1 p.m. tomorrow, like, whatever time he goes. I'd imagine he's on the phone, you know, unless he tells everybody, like, hey, leave me alone, I've made my decision, don't call again, I'll let you guys know. I would imagine that it's going to go until then. And so, could things change over the next, you know, however many hours that is? It's 13 hours and four, so 15 hours. Absolutely. Do I think they will? As of now, no. I'll tell you, it'd be hard for me hearing some of those numbers that have been tossed around. It's hard to know what's true, what's not, as far as the NIL world goes. But, you know, could things change? Absolutely. As of right now, it's 8:22, the night before signing day. I would still project KJ in this class. I know that there's some confidence from UGA. I know that there's some confidence earlier in the day from Auburn. I don't really even know where they factor in right now. I feel like, you know, Auburn folks are always just confident for the heck of it, and that's just kind of like, you know, they think they're getting everybody. But as of right now, I think KJ signs with us. Now, am I back on here live at 8 a.m.? We'll see if Harlan can wake up that early or not. Telling you something different or telling you the same thing? I don't know. We'll see. But as of tonight, I feel like it's FSU. Could that change? It is recruiting. They are 17, 18-year-olds. I think things can always change. Shout out my guy Ryan for the Venmo. I think the KJ Bolden hype is a lot of exaggerated media buzz. That's a fun super chat. Thank you, Ryan, for the love. Kind of caught me off guard there, Harlan. I think there's definitely the chance of that. I think there's the chance that, you know, a lot, I don't know that it's, you know, people say clickbait and stuff. Like, I don't know how many people are subscribing for, you know, Wilt Fong to change his mind four times today. So I don't know if it's as much that. If it was the local guys, I would say that, you know, hey man, like, why are you writing these articles like this? But yeah, I think that it's unlikely that it's necessarily clickbait. I just think that he doesn't have a good read on it. I mean, this is the guy that had KJ as a crystal ball to them when he committed to Florida State. And so I think, he read the situation wrong earlier. You'd hope that he's reading it wrong again. That, you know, the Georgia folks are confident for whatever reason. You'd hope that the Auburn folks, whatever the confidence level was there that they had, you'd hope that backs off as well. But we'll kind of see what happens. All right, we've got a bunch of questions that we'll try and get to. I'll talk about Jeremiah Smith. We can talk about Lester, his dehumidifier or humidifier. I don't even know which one it was that he ended up having on that Amazon list. We had a quick question about quarterbacks. I don't really have. I put some information, in the Discord on the Patreon today about quarterbacks. Just my thoughts there, where I think things are trending, and. My thoughts haven't really changed on that a ton. I had been told there was a chance we could get an announcement today. Seems like there was a report out of the Miami Herald that said that, you know, Cam Ward probably wouldn't be deciding today, or that might be pushed back a little bit. Do I think that impacts Jeremiah Smith? Not necessarily. I think that, I think that Jeremiah Smith, if he is going to flip, his mind was made up before this. Somebody asked about Odell Hagans retweeting LJ McCray's offer tweet from way back when. I think that's interesting. I don't know that I would make an absolute ton out of that. If we're that close on LJ that, you know, maybe Odell has been told, hey, I'm coming. Certainly not saying that that's the case. But if he's told him that, like, I don't love the idea of tipping your hand. I feel like, the last time the LJ thing went down, Florida State had their hand kind of tipped. Again, shout out Wilt Fong for that. Florida was able to respond pretty quickly and jump back into what seemed like the lead in that recruitment, but seemed like Florida State had the momentum there. I don't even believe in momentum, but had the upper hand there, and that kind of got taken and Florida was kind of alerted to it. So if that's the case, I don't love it. I mean, maybe Odell's just trying to remind him of getting that offer. I don't know. It's hard for me to know what Odell meant or wanted to mean when he retweeted a tweet. It could have been a pocket dial. So I really don't have a great answer on that. I do think it's a great question though. Shout out my guy, Dylan. You guys in the chat are terrible. All right, what else we got as far as comments? Odell playing 3D chess. I thought UF was hiring LJ's dad in some capacity. I believe so. I believe that's the plan. That said, like, with the way the NIL drops for 10, you know, top 10 kids, a staff job is probably worth between $75,000 and $100,000 a year. Tops, I don't necessarily know that, like, that couldn't be made up NIL wise. So I don't know. To me, the big thing that is really important here is Florida State really needs to go, in my estimation, like, you'd love to go 3-for-3 here, but I'll say that tomorrow is an objective failure if you don't get one of the three of KJ, Jeremiah Smith, or LJ McCray. Now, I think if you land any one of those guys, you probably land in the top five of recruiting. I think that's fine. That's where you finish the season. I think that's good. If you go 0-for-3 there, I think that's a problem. And people have asked my thoughts on the staff. I've talked about that a little bit live in the Discord. I've talked about some of my thoughts on specific staff members. I'm not going to do that here in a public forum just because I'm not. I don't really know what good it would do, but I will say, if you want those thoughts, then go join the Discord and hit up the Patreon, because I've certainly shared those thoughts before, and I will be ranting if that happens. Now, saying that, I don't think that happens. I'm still projecting KJ in the class as of now, as of 8:30 tonight. I like where Florida State stands with Jeremiah Smith. We can certainly talk about that in just a moment. But again, if Florida State goes 0-for-3 there tomorrow, that's not good, right? Now, if they land like three other five stars that we've never considered or never thought they were, yeah, okay, well, then we'll have a conversation. I don't see that happening. I don't really see a lot of question marks in this class. I think you keep everybody that's committed right now, with the exception of Armando Blunt. I think you land Denaz White. I think KJ is your biggest question mark outside of Blunt, who I think is gone. And then you're looking at LJ and Jeremiah Smith. There aren't a lot of things that, outside of those things that we just mentioned, there's not a lot on signing day that would necessarily surprise me. I think every other one of Florida State's commits signs. KJ, again, a question. I still say he's a null. Blunt, not a question. I think he's Miami. Denaz White will be a null, in my opinion. And then you've got two other questions. Can you flip Jeremiah? Can you flip LJ? I feel better about Jeremiah than I do LJ. I'll say that. I've bounced around with percentages on LJ McCray, and I don't, nothing actually feels right as far as a percentage goes. I think that where I would actually be is like 55% Florida, 25% Florida State, and 20% Auburn. So I think it's actually, as far as tonight goes, I would give the slight edge to Florida holding on to him. I think when we did our live show on Sunday, I actually had there was a better chance that LJ flipped than he stayed. I'll actually say I think there's a better chance that he stays than flips now. I still think that if he does flip, Florida State's slightly in a better position for him than Auburn is, but I don't think Auburn's out of it by any means. Anybody have a time on LJ McCray? I've certainly got a theory that I could share there if you guys would like it. A time on LJ McCray, please. If somebody could hit me with that in either chat would be great. Mike Holly, thank you for the love. I appreciate that. You guys are putting a lot of numbers in there that are not LJ's. LJ's at 10:30 a.m., I suppose. Oof, have to get up early. So, okay, well, that blows my theory. I was going to say, if you missed on KJ, maybe you could just throw the absolute bag at LJ McCray, but sounds like KJ is going to be after that. Now, I assume you would know about KJ by about the time that LJ was going. Maybe you could pivot there, but it sounds like LJ is going to be first, and you're not going to have time to, like, get a redo, right? You know, now if the fax hasn't hit and he just makes an announcement, maybe you could. But yeah, to me, LJ is Florida. I think you've got a chance. You know, maybe Auburn gets word that they're out of it for the KJ race, and that's a Florida State Georgia thing. Maybe Auburn, you know, takes KJ's bag and throws it at McCray. I could see that happening. Like if Auburn got word that they weren't getting KJ, like that was a Florida State Georgia thing, which it might be right now. Seems like the smoke around Auburn has died. Would you be shocked that if Auburn like literally just went balls to the wall on LJ McCray? Like I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. You know, offer him like $2 million just to make a massive splash. So I wouldn't be. Dude, thank you for getting the facts there, Victor. I wouldn't be shocked by that at all. So I think Auburn's still in it for KJ. I think Florida State's most likely scenario is to land Smith. I think the most unlikely scenario is to go 3-3 there. I think it would be really tough to project all three in FSU's class. But again, it's an objective failure if you go 0-for-3. It would be awful if you didn't land one of these three kids. So, all right, what other questions we got? I can run through some. Would a meltdown be warranted if we lose Bolden, lose Blunt, don't land Smith, and only land Denaz White? Yeah, I think Denaz White is 100% in the fold. I might tell you guys something tomorrow we might do another live like recap at some point tomorrow. So if we do, just try and remind me that I said I would tell you guys something. I can't say it right now. I can't say it. It's not super nice. It sounds bad. And I need to know what kind of mood we're in tomorrow before I say it. But I have something I want to tell you guys. It's not like scoop. It's certainly not like, you know, inside info. It's just a thought I had. It's something I said to Harlan and somebody else that I think you guys will laugh at if you're in the right kind of mood for it. I don't know if you'll be in the right kind of mood tomorrow. So please don't forget to remind me. Quick cliff notes. I mean, this was live on YouTube, so you can certainly go back and check it out. I would suggest doing that. If you're in the Discord and asking for cliff notes, or if you're watching on YouTube, you can literally just back it up. But quick thoughts on where we're at right now. I still project KJ in the class. Could that change over the next 15 hours? Absolutely. I think LJ McCray goes to Florida, and I'm not really concerned about anybody else in the class, you know, outside of Blunt, and then, you know, KJ is obviously the big one. So I don't worry about Lester. I know there have been questions about that. I'm not worried about Charles Lester at all. You know, I said this in the Discord. I put a really good, well, I think it was really good. A lot of people liked it, so I guess they thought it was good too. But I put a really good, hey, Florida State basketball is winning right now. I put a really good article out today on just kind of like my thoughts of what I'm hearing heading into signing day. And I said this there, but like if Lester goes to Colorado, it is the greatest intentional troll I've ever seen. Like, I just think that is like he misled Florida State and like tried to screw them. Like, I know you guys are still salty about what happened 2 years ago, but I don't necessarily think that Charles Lester, I'm sorry, that Travis Hunter was like trying to be a jerk. I know you all hated when he threw the hat. I get all that. But like, I just think he went with what he thought was best and wanted to shock people. If Lester goes to Colorado after like coming to Florida State's campus, weighing in for the, you know, workouts during the bowl practice and stuff like that, like that is the greatest troll of all time. Putting Florida State on his signing day thing. So anyway, I don't believe there's anything to worry about with Charles Lester. People have asked about LaWayne McCoy just because he tweeted like, who is it? Or is it FSU? I think LaWayne McCoy signs with Florida State. Like I put 99% for my thoughts on LaWayne McCoy. You know, I know there was always questions there. You know, seemed like his commitment was shaky at one time, but I really like him to end up in FSU's class too. That leaves KJ and Blunt, right? And I think Blunt goes to Miami. At this point, again, I think KJ is at Florida State. Jeremiah Smith, we'll talk a little bit on this and then maybe get out of here for a minute. But, you know, I think Jeremiah is pretty comfortable. You know, I have not spoken with Smith. I am not – this is the way I would infer the situation. I think that Mike Norvell has known the entire time he's been recruiting Jeremiah Smith that Jordan Travis wasn't going to be here. And so people are saying like, oh my God, we got to have a quarterback by Tuesday or it's going to hurt us with Smith. And I just don't know that that's the case. Like he's known for months that Jordan Travis wasn't going to be here. And Mike Norvell would have never said it, but he probably knew that Tate Rodemaker was probably not going to be the long-term guy. I think the plan was very likely to always hit the portal. And I think anybody that covers this sport can tell you that Florida State is likely waiting on what happens with Cam Ward. And if Cam Ward decides to go to the NFL or go to Miami or somewhere else, then Florida State is just going to take DJ Uiagalelei. And if everyone in the world kind of knows all of that right now, the fact that DJ or Cam haven't specifically committed the night before signing day, to me, is probably not a big deal to Jeremiah Smith. Now, I haven't spoken with Jeremiah Smith. I haven't spoken with anybody on his camp. But I don't think that Florida State not having the 2024 quarterback announced yet is hurting them with him. Miami doesn't have a quarterback announced. Ohio State doesn't have a quarterback announced. So I just don't think that matters. I don't think that's a huge deal. You've also got a five-star in Luke Crumenhock committed right now. Is he a five-star anywhere still? Can I still claim that? Any like the composites or anything? I'm going to say five-star either way. I don't care. You've got a five-star talent in Luke Crumenhock still committed. And so I think these are four everywhere. Oh, no, 31. Like, that would be a five-star. Yeah, I'm going to ride with it. Committed to the Seminoles. And that is likely who Jeremiah Smith catches the majority of his passes from during his time in Garden Gold. So I don't think not having a quarterback committed is a huge deal. I think Jeremiah Smith knows, just like the rest of us, that it's likely Cam Ward or DJ Uiagalelei. Like, I would think that, I mean, you all know that, right? Like, I mean, you guys are aware of that. We've done videos on it. We've done lives on it. We've talked about it a ton in the Discord. We've told our Patreons that. I think that that's pretty understood. And if you don't think that Jeremiah Smith knows that, then I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's go through some of the Discord comments. I have been neglecting you guys over there. Still predict Jeremiah Smith. Yeah, I think he ends up in the class. People have asked my percentages. I failed miserably at trying to tell you guys what my percentages were, what my thoughts were on him. Hey, who is the guy with the... Oh, okay, Bush. All right. I was going to say, who is the guy with the hammerhead Miami logo? Bush, you're the man. That's hilarious. Care to speculate the ESPN story today on bailing from this crap conference? Okay, I didn't see it because I'm an idiot and... I went to Disney World today. I know you guys, some of you guys are boycotting or some of you guys are fake boycotting, like you're social media boycotting, but you're still like consuming Disney products because it's like our entire lives. Like you still have been watching ESPN and ABC and stuff. Like I know some of y'all watch The Bachelor, like it's going out of style. So but I went to Disney today like an idiot. So I haven't read any articles. I just had my guy Kodak sending me memes all day, or not memes, but just updates from, you know, what Fong was saying all day. So I haven't read it. I haven't read it. Vic, send me that article. Then I've heard some smoke. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything else, but I've heard some smoke. That's all I'll say. Adelson, it was a nothing Adelson article posted like an hour ago. Zero relevant info in it. Did Adelson ever come back and say anything about the fact that she defended that lying scoundrel of a college football playoff commissioner when he said that they don't consider the Power Five or Group of Five, and then like a 3-second Google search showed that the college football playoff actually does do that? Listen, we start talking college football playoff in here, the numbers will go from triple digits to quadruple digits like immediately. Like, Harlan, go change the title to college football playoff snub, and we'll go for like, we'll go way, I mean, you guys think y'all are obsessed over 16-year-olds. Like, just let me, almost used a bad word, crap on ESPN, and you'll see some people get mad. So, hey, for those that asked, I haven't seen any, but I'm sure there are a bunch that are maybe just hidden or whatever. We did have a great time at Disney today, so thank you for asking about my kids and the Christmas decorations there on Main Street, USA. Questions on, I don't expect Keon to play. Yeah, I honestly hope he doesn't. There's no reason to go out there and chance getting hurt with when you're a talent like he is. I'm more than happy. If he does, great. But I wouldn't expect it. Thoughts on Amari Williams going to February? You know, I think it's tougher. You know, obviously if he signs now, I don't think you're out of it or anything. I just think that it was a lot on him all at one time. I think that if he could have, if he would have chosen to sign tomorrow, then obviously Florida State's in a great spot for him because they just got him. Now, again, that's kind of a pick. I don't know. I wouldn't expect him to make any kind of an impact. Kind of like I don't expect Blunt to do a lot this year for Miami. I think he's more of like a, you know, you got him in the fold, you develop him, and then he has a good couple of years after that. It's tough to assume that a kid that reclassifies and can't early enroll is going to come in and just step in right away and be, you know, elite. So, yeah, does it hurt us? I mean, it's it gives other teams an opportunity. And it was an official visit, right? Like, as far as I understand, it was an official visit with Amari Williams. And so your official visit is now much earlier than when other people are going to be able to get him on campus. Does that mean you're out of it? Does that mean you can't sign him? Absolutely not. But you really, really like your chances if he signs tomorrow. I think you've got to, not even like in a bad way, like, oh, Florida State couldn't close the deal. Like, I mean, I've belabored the point on O-line recruiting, and I'll talk about that article in just a sec to the Discord, D-line recruiting. But I mean, just by the very nature of not signing him yet, I think that it hurts your chances a little bit, because it's going to give Miami and Georgia and other teams that he was involved with just a chance to continue to recruit. I don't think it's like, oh, Florida State's in trouble. I think it's more so no one else would have had a chance if you got him to lock it up now. So yeah, it certainly hurts your chances, but I don't think it's like anything they've done, if that makes sense. What do you think wait for Cam? What do you think all wait for Cam Ward to pull a trigger or DJU? Yeah, I think you wait for Cam Ward. He's your best option in 2024. So you wait for what he does. Keon's returning on a $3 million deal. Zero chance he's playing. Yeah, Morgan, we'll see. That's not what I think, but who knows? I'm a guy with a microphone. What time is Bolden signing? I think 1 p.m. Oh, 10:30? No, KJ's not 10:30. Isn't it 1 p.m.? Could be wrong on that. But all right, here's the quote from the ESPN article. To be clear, Florida State is not leaving the ACC in the near term, but is merely weighing its options, a difficult task that also has come with trepidation among some folks involved in the talks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 1 p.m. for Bolden. Yeah, I've been saying that, right? Like, my thought was that they would honestly announce something around Halloween. I thought it would be, like, in season. I don't really have a problem with them not doing that, because I think it would have caused a little bit of a distraction. But, yeah, my thought has been that they will announce something before the deadline next year, right? My thought has been that they would play this 2024 season in the ACC, and then hopefully they announce something before August of next year so that they can be done by that 2025 season. That'd also be the first time that seats were fully opened back up in Doak. I think that lines up really well. New conference, new attendance, new stadium, essentially, new vibe at Doak. I know that I don't want to get into that. Like, please save your comments on that and keep this chief and all the other stuff. I don't really care about that. But I do think that 2025 season is kind of where I've been pegging it for a while. So yeah, I mean, I haven't read the article, but I mean, I think that it would make sense if you saw some moving and shaking, you know, here somewhat soon. So, hey, if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're in the Discord and you haven't, yeah, KJ at 1, LJ at 10:30, I think. And you haven't signed up for our Patreon, I am going to continue to cover this. We may go live again later tonight. It'll just be on Discord. I'm not going to do two lives on YouTube in one night. So if you enjoy this, there is a link to join the Discord in the description. If you're watching this on your phone, you can literally just sign up and download it while you're watching YouTube. They made it where YouTube can like be a corner of your screen now and you don't have to stop. So I would say go check out the Discord if you haven't already. Harlan, even if you could grab the link from the description and throw it in the comments, that'd be great. You guys want to go check that out, because we will certainly continue to cover signing day over there live all day tomorrow. I'm not going to sit on a 12-hour live stream, but I will be in the Discord all day answering questions and chatting with you guys about it. So, dude, yeah. Yeah, 247 has a prediction show coming up at 9. I'm kind of pissed about that because I want to watch it. I think they're gonna say KJ to FSU, by the way. That's my guess. You can get access to the inside info that we throw into the Discord there at the link. So go sign up if you're not already. All right, I've got like two or three more minutes. Shout out Animal House. I'll blow through as many questions as I can going forward. We'll get like five more minutes. yeah, all these kids are money chasers. When you're that good and you can make money to play football, that, you know, everybody in the top 10 is making a crap ton of money. So I don't, you know, I don't think it's just KJ. You think that Hunter helped himself? This is a good question, Jim. Jim, is this Jim and Jupiter? No, I don't think so. But Jim, this is a good question. Do you think that Hunter helped himself by playing for Deion rather than Mike at FSU? I honestly think that the Travis Hunter thing kind of worked out well for both parties. And what I mean by that, like Travis Hunter would have come, if he would have come here, I certainly think that he would have been good. Like, that's not me saying like, oh, he would have sucked at Florida State and he's been good since then. Like, but would he have, like, would, I think that he would have been developed a little bit better. But I mean, you know, Deion's the greatest cornerback of all time. You know, it's not like he's getting underdeveloped there. I think that he would have had access to better facilities and stuff, obviously, at Florida State than he had at Jackson State or Colorado. Shout out Ryan. Thank you for the love. Do the air horn, Harlan.
You a recruit and you ain't going to Florida State. What are you doing?
Thank you, Ryan, for the love. So, I don't know. I think the Travis Hunter thing worked out good for both sides. I think it kicked Florida State's butt into motion. Like, the Battle's End basically exists because of signing day 2 years ago. You know, that was a good thing for Florida State. I think that things have worked out for Travis Hunter as well. He's been able to kind of be the guy. And I don't know that he would be the guy at Florida State. I think he'd be really good. I don't know that he would be like the end-all be-all that he is right now. I don't know. That's kind of my thoughts on it. Listen, that's a good point. Thanks, Vic. If you're not, listen, I ask you guys to sign up for my stuff all the time, like whether it be Patreon or subscribe, to, you know, the Discord or subscribe to your Patreon, like, you know, YouTube, whatever. If you're not donating to the Battle's End, we've had incredible growth over there. I believe over like 3,000 new members since the snub, so 2.5 weeks ago. We really need to get that number up over 5,000. We need to get it up to 5,500. Listen, I don't mean this cocky, but I know like 8,000 to 10,000 people are going to watch this dumb live. And I know that even more of you are in the Discord right now and are going to listen to it there. So if you're not giving to the Battle's End, I would certainly encourage you to go check it out. If you can't do a monthly, you know, $20 a month, and do a one-time donation, maybe 13 bucks. Oh, 5,100 as of today. So I need 400 people to step up and go do that. Like, I know a lot of you guys watching live are, I'm not telling the people that are watching live. I'm telling the people that are watching on the replay. I know all of you 422 people that are watching live right now are already signed up. So I'm not talking to y'all. I'm not giving y'all a hard time. But my replay watchers, I need you guys to go sign up. I know the live people are already signed up. 400 more, and we get to that goal of 5,500. If you want KJ Bolt and Jeremiah Smith, then you need to go sign up. Listen, okay, I got one more rant, and I actually just got a little bit of quarterback news, and I hate to do this to you, but that's probably going to go to like Patreon and Discord, so if you're not signed up for the Patreon, I'll ask for your money for that too. I have one more rant. People are like, something could go wrong tomorrow. Right? Like, tomorrow could not be the day that we think it's going to be. And if that happens, there is going to be an outcry and there is going to be complaining and there is going to be whining. And we've been on here for long enough. I can say it. Whining and bitching and moaning about us losing a recruit or somebody flipping or whatever. And if any of that is directed at the Battle's End, then I just want to caution you on that. I have been as big of a supporter as I think anybody on what the Battle's End is doing. I know other people do too. I'm not trying to say I'm their biggest fan or whatever, but I have certainly been a massive fan of what they're doing. I have certainly been a big encourager. I try and plead with you guys every time we get a commit to go support the Battle's End. And I will tell you that what the Battle's End has done, just from direct knowledge, what they've done to put us in a position to close on this class and to finish this class off really, really, really well has been phenomenal. And any recruit that decides to flip, I don't care if it's Blount, I don't care if it's KJ, I don't care if Jeremiah Smith stays at Ohio State, I don't care if Lester goes to Colorado, none of this is about to be NIL related. The idea that it could be NIL related with like KJ or Auburn or Georgia is typically coming down to programs that are willing to overspend. And Florida State does a very good job of being intentional with the resources that they have and not spending over market value when it's not absolutely necessary. For example, if a running back is worth in today's market $500,000 and somebody else offers that kid $1 million because they want him, I don't think it's wise for the Battles End to overspend by $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. And so that's kind of the way that I would frame that, is that if somebody offers a kid an absurd amount of money, more than that position is typically worth on a roster, I think it's sometimes wise to walk away from things. Now, I don't think that they just tell a kid like, hey, get out, we don't want you. But I do think they try and say, hey, this is what we can offer you, and here's why it's what we're offering you, and here's what else we can offer you, from development to a path to the NFL, to a winning program, to coaches that you have a relationship with, to whatever, a position coach who put his son in the NFL and is one of the best developers of talent that we're going to see. All those things matter, and Florida State is not in the business of just playing the money game. Florida State doesn't necessarily have the resources of like a Texas A&M or a Texas that they can just like throw millions and millions and millions of dollars at every kid. Like, that's just not reality. They're a relatively newer program. They don't have those old, like even compared to like Florida. And so people, if something goes wrong tomorrow, people will complain about the Battles End. Why did I even sign up for the Battles End? Why did I even give this money? Why? They just got 3,000 new members. How can they not have gotten this kid? Well, I saw some people saying, and my buddy, Harlan, was it you? Somebody told me they saw people on the timeline saying, this is a good question, Ryan. I'll answer that in just a minute. Harlan told me he saw people on the timeline saying, well, why did I even donate the Battles End if KJ is going to flip? And I told Harlan, it's a good thing that I was at Disney today and I didn't see those tweets, because I would have quoted a tweet and it said, dude, you think your 1993 was really what got KJ, like what like was locking him in? Like, shut the hell up. So anyway, I think they do a great job of being wise with funds. I don't think NIL is an issue at Florida State. I still think they have a top 5 to 10 NIL in the country. With that is the ability to manage money well and to not do things that are dumb when you're trying to build a championship roster. Ryan, you're talking about in market terms. Please educate me. Are there NIL salary caps, or is Alabama like the New York Yankees? No, I don't think Alabama spends the most in NIL. Just to give you a quick answer on that. I think when you're an established winning program like Alabama and Georgia, you pretty much say, hey, you come here and get developed and you go to the NFL and you make millions there, we'll still pay you some NIL, but we ain't paying you like these loser programs like Texas and Texas A&M and Ole Miss and Auburn that just have buku money, but you know you're never going to win there. Miami, same thing, a lot of money, never going to win. So I don't think Alabama and Georgia and other, Ohio State is in that category. Michigan is in that category. Notre Dame is in that category. Those teams, those schools have money. Don't get me wrong. They just don't pay on NIL because they have a proven program and a proven process. And I think Florida State is moving into that. I don't think we're all the way back yet. We've had some lean times. Certainly been good over the last 2 years. But I think that's where Florida State will get to as well. Hey, we're not going to just outbid every single person and offer millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. But you want to come here and go to the NFL, proven track record, a coach that continues to win, and you'll get some NIL funds for sure. I think that's kind of the best way to do it. There is no salary cap, but you are limited. When I say market terms, you know, these collectives are, I don't think they work together in the sense of telling each other what they're negotiating for and offering, but I do think they work together in the sense of, hey man, what's a starting quarterback worth? well, is he a Heisman contender? Is he top three in the conference? Is he top five in the conference? Is he just a guy that hands the ball off 30 times a game? You know, like what? So I think they work together on some of that. But that's a great question. And we could maybe go into that a little bit deeper at a later time. I want to jump off here at 9 because I know Knowles 247 is going. But yeah, there's not really a salary cap per se, but like the, you know, an above average running back is typically worth X, right? And an elite running back is typically worth Y. And so anyway, like the numbers get pretty stabilized. I think as more of the market is understood, as more people understand like just the landscape of NIL, I think there's certainly a kind of not a straight agreement, because one, you know, schools are going to try and outbid each other. It's not like they're all saying like, oh, we'll all offer this and see what happens. There's some outbidding that goes, but like if the average five star is worth just call it $1 million and somebody pays $1.5 million, I don't know that it's wise to bump it up to two, right? When you could maybe spend that million on two highly rated four stars or whatever. So that's my thought. All right. Hey, I love you guys. Make sure you're donating to the Battle's End. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button if you're in here watching live. Go check out the Discord and the Patreon if you're not a member just yet. We got a lot to talk about over the next 15, 16, 17, let's just say 24 hours. So I will see you guys again soon at some point. I feel better after doing this. Comments are great. Knowles are getting everybody. Hey, let's do it. Love you guys. Go Knowles.